أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا شهادة بينكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت حين الوصية اثنان ذوى عدل منكم أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت تحبسونهما من بعد الصلاة فيقسمان بالله إن ارتبتم لا نشتري به ثمنا ولو كان ذا قربى ولا نكتم الشهادة إنا إذا لمن الآثمين. We discussed these two verses yesterday, ayat number 106 and ayat number 107 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, the circumstances of its revelation and the issues surrounding it. What is left today is we will translate this verse and we'll try to understand it in the context of the incident that had taken place in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahabi Sayyidina Abu Dayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then his travel to Syria with Hatim and Tamim Dari, who eventually became Muslims. Both of them accepted Islam, and hence the shahadat that was taken, the evidence that they brought, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam dealt with the matter, and then eventually Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu's admission that they had taken from the property, from the estate of Sayyidina Abu Dayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that utensil made of silver lined with gold was sold. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, شهادة بينكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت حين الوصية اثنان ذو عدل منكم أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت. O you have brought iman, when death comes near one of you, that is at the time of making a will, you are now anticipating you leaving this world. But remember the hadith we discussed yesterday. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator that a mu'min, a believer, should not sleep for two nights without having his wasiyat. In those days, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no need for any will, because whoever died, that estate would have been divided according and distributed according to the shariat. That wasiyat that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking about is similar to this, what we owe people, what we owe Allah Ta'ala by mis salat or mis zakat, etc., unpaid zakat. And together with that, an inventory of one's assets, one's liability, that is more what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing. So that shows the importance, as we see Sayyidina Abu Dayl radiallahu ta'ala anhu had done. The evidence recognized between you shall be of two witnesses from amongst you, two witnesses from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, mu'mineen. And if that is not possible, then two others that is not from you, if you are traveling on the earth. And then Allah Ta'ala says, at that time, فَأَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةُ الْمَوْتِ, and the difficulty, the test of mawt overcomes you. So at that time then, you will have to make this wasiyat, that inventory of what you owing, who you owing, what you've paid off, what is not paid off, and all of that. This is not the wasiyat that we will speak about when a person bequests one third of his wealth to somebody else. That is not what is intended here. Here what is intended is the inventory of one's assets and liabilities, that if a person apprehends he is going to leave this world, then at least at that last minute time, get all those matters up to date. تَحْبِسُونَهُمَا مِنْ بَعْدِ الصَّلَاةِ فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ إِنْ ارْتَبْتُمْ لَا نَشْتَرِي بِهِ ثَمَنًا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبًا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you shall detain them after the salat, that is, they came back to Madinah Munawwara, this whole incident had occurred, and hence the salat was that of Asr according to many riwayats, and we discussed that even according to the Christians at that time, that the time after Asr was a very spiritual time, it was a virtuous time, and hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had chose the Asr Salat. They should swear and take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we shall not take any price for it, price for taking the qasam. In other words, we will not be paid, there wouldn't be any bribery, or alternatively, we are not sold any item and taken any price for it. Even if there is, even if it be a relative, that we will not go account, we will not have any form of corruption whatsoever, we taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ إِنِ ارْتَبْتُمْ لَا نَشْتَرِي بِهِ ثَمَنًا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. Even if they be a close family relative, we will not take any price whatsoever. As far as the qasam is concerned, it will be purely in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا نَكْتُمُ الشَّهَادَى. And we will not conceal the shahadat. Sometimes, like a person knows the facts, he knows the truth, it is required so that a judgment may be made, a decision may be made, but a person does not want to get involved and he conceals the shahadat, the evidence, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed as a major sin, because the haq of somebody else is now going to be taken away. Inna idhal lamina al-athimin. Then certainly we will be from the sinful ones if we do the above. One is we take a price for the shahadat, or number two is a person is a sinner if one makes kitman and conceals the shahadat. فَإِنْ عُثِرَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَسْتَحَقَّى إِثْمًا فَآخَرَانِ يَقُومَانِ مَقَامَهُمَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَوْلَيَانِ فَيُقْسِمَانِ بِاللَّهِ لَشَهَادَتُنَا أَحَقُّ مِنْ شَهَادَتِهِمَا وَمَا اعْتَدَيْنَا إِنَّا إِذَا لَّمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now when the whole situation had changed, when it was revealed that the item was sold to somebody in Makkah, and that person now revealed the truth, the family of Sayyidina Budail radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now they were in actual fact the plaintiff making a claim of the sale, the item that was sold, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if the reality comes out, it is discovered that the two had rendered themselves liable for a sin by taking the qasam in the first instance, then in their place, two others will stand who will be closest to those rights whose right has been taken away. That is the family of Sayyidina Budail radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they should swear, they will take a qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that our evidence is more truthful than their evidence. We have full evidence now that this item has been sold. These people will say that they had purchased it, but the truth is they do not have any evidence of the purchase, but we have evidence that this is in the hands of someone else. We have not transgressed, in which case we should be amongst the unjust. If we transgress the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously we will be unjust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes, it is more likely that they will bear witness in a proper way and they will fear the oaths, but they will be taken against the oaths of the others, and they will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will listen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lead those who commit any sin on the right path, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this terminates the incident of Sayyidina Budail radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the actual incident that had taken place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.